to deliver our sculpture, a literate, numerate, and very well-oiled bureaucratic machine was essential. And that same machine was, of course, also employed to manage Egypt's international trade and to organize and equip her armies. Ramesses undoubtedly had something of the magic touch, and like all great masters of propaganda, where he didn't actually succeed, he just made it up. While he wasn't exceptional in combat, he was able to mobilize a considerable army and supply them with ample weaponry and equipment. And whatever the actual result of his battles, the official line was always the same: knockout for Ramesses. The whole of the Ramesseum, like our statue, conveyed this consistent message of serene success.
I start smiling when I see this bust and I think, you're still there, and he's still dominating everything around him.
This is Egyptologist Karen Excel on Ramesses the Propagandist.
He very much understood that being visible was central to the success of the kingship. So he put up as many colossal statues as he could very, very quickly. He built temples to the traditional gods of Egypt. And this kind of activity has been interpreted as being bombastic, showing off, and so on. But we really need to see it in the context of the requirements of the kingship. People needed a strong leader, and they understood a strong leader to be a king who was out there campaigning on behalf of Egypt and was very visible within Egypt.